Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000.
Candidate list for Manhattan Borough President. Gail A. Brewer, Democratic. David B. Kasavis, Republican. Independence, Dump the Dump, Libertarian.
Gail A. Brewer.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
NYC Council Member, District 6. Chair, Committee on Operations. Member, Finance, General Welfare, Housing, Mental Health, Technology, Transportation, Waterfront, Higher Education. Co-Chair, Manhattan Delegation. Member, Budget Negotiation Team and Rules Reform Committees.
Previous occupations.
Adjunct Professor, CUNY and Barnard College. Director, NYC Nonprofits Project. Telesis Nonprofit Housing Corporation. NYC Deputy Public Advocate. Director, NYC Mayor's Federal Office. NYC Commission on the Status of Women. Chief of Staff, Office of Council Member Ruth Messinger. Office of the New York State Lieutenant Governor.
Education.
MPA, Kennedy School, Harvard University. BA, Columbia University and Bennington College.
Organizational affiliations.
Eleanor Roosevelt Legacy Committee, Advisory Committees to John Jay and Macaulay Honors Colleges, New York Academy of Medicine Age-Friendly Board, Columbus Avenue and Lincoln Square BIDs.
Prior public experience.
Chair, New York State National Women's Political Caucus. Vice Chair, Community Board 7. Service on numerous nonprofit boards.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
The city must grow, but to preserve our neighborhoods and quality of life, development has to strengthen communities, protect and add affordable housing, enable seniors to age in place, build quality public schools and parks, create small business, fund the arts, and protect our security and civil rights.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
1. Do near and long-term planning to storm-proof the shoreline and infrastructure. 2. Keep us secure and ensure that the rights of all New Yorkers are protected and respected. 3. Get the borough president's office into every community. 4. Promote sustainability, including recycling, equal access to nutritious food, new environmentally sensitive open space, and enhanced public transportation.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
A 40-year unmatched record of tireless service, leadership, and results, not promises. Human rights, paid sick time, the open government data law, protective zoning for small businesses, environmental protection, landmarking and historic preservation, tireless advocacy for renters and owners, building schools, affordable housing and parks, leading the push for big apps and .NYC. I am the most qualified, hardest working, innovative, and committed public servant running for Manhattan Borough President.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
David B. Kasavis.
Party enrolled in.
Republican.
Current occupation.
University professor, SUNY and CUNY.
Previous occupations.
John Jay College, SEEK program, Landauer Associates / Pierce, Mayer & Greer / Huberth & Peters, real estate auditor and analyst, Chemical Bank, systems consultant, U.S. Postal Service, data systems tour supervisor.
Education.
MSRE, New York University, MBA, Pace University, BA, SUNY Buffalo, Teaching ESL Certificate, Brooklyn College, New York State Teaching Certificate.
Organizational affiliations.
New York State Teachers Association, University Professors, American Foreign Service Association.
Prior public experience.
District Leader 73rd AD, Candidate for New York State Assembly 2008 and 2012, Candidate for Manhattan Borough President 2009, Department of Commerce RT 2000.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
New York City is one of the few municipalities whose government was declared unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court. In the 1989 decision of Board of Estimate versus Morris, the city the ruling that the concept of one man, one vote was violated, and a new city government had to be established. The office of borough president survived through a technicality. Today's New York City Council was formed. Ever since, the city of New York had two governments, the remnants of the Board of Estimate and the City Council.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Few offices, other than King, have more compensation and little to do. Servants, chauffeurs, and astonishing office space are but a few perks of the perks. Publicity paid for from city funds provide free publicity, a platform to get a name before the public, and a generally unwilling press led by the nose to cover would-be media stars cutting ribbons. The emperor has no clothes.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Some say no one cares. We have accepted this near sinecure job. We have been domesticated, the bit in our mouth. Unlike many, I have a job to go back to after the confetti. Career politicians, of course, need only hold out their doggy dish and smile. Doubtless someone, who has yet to be indicted by the FBI, will fill it up.
Participating in the campaign finance